So
that was section B, you're saying, and now you're gonna.
Yeah, now we're going to hit the next one. So that section was all about the Rupert's, because I just went and dug a bit more into the Rupert's just so
Excellent.
that.
I like it. I like the preparation. It's good stuff.
Excellent. I'm glad you like it, Alex.
That's all something I standing for people listening. You always want to be addressing them. You can say my name, but you want to also address them. Are not going to be able to see any of that. We really wouldn't see any of that stuff.
I'm going to show you lots of stuff. And you know what? I got quite a nice compliment on my website. Somebody left a comment and they said, you are the only guy from South Africa who doesn't. We've got East Indians here in South Africa and these what you would call East Indians. Mm-hmm. And they're also in on the game as well. So he said, I'm the only guy from South Africa whose news doesn't come through a Jew or an East Indian. There's plenty to show you. Right. Yes. Let's do a little. We're going to go through actual news. I'm going to show you some actual news quickly. A weekly visit to the newspapers just to show you a few things about South Africa. There's a particular newspaper in South Africa. I'm actually not going to mention the name. But there's a particular newspaper in South Africa owned by Afrikaans people, and they run this newspaper for blacks, and they actually find some of the most embarrassing stuff about blacks, and they publish it for a black audience, and blacks read this newspaper, and it's actually got the best analysis. It's whites who run a newspaper for blacks, and it's got some of the best truths that actually come out, because there are many newspapers that are owned and run by blacks for blacks, but this one is very good because it's Afrikaans whites who run it. So what this one is about, just some quick stuff, just to show people out, thing on the top, it says Muti Killer, M-U-T-H-I. Muti is normally taken to mean medicine, but in reality, it means witchcraft, okay? And so what this is about is, this is a story about some blacks who went and killed somebody. Look here, it says at the bottom, it says, shocking details of the Muti murder of the albino girl was heard in court causing anger. So basically what happened is these guys went and murdered a albino black, and they did it for cash. So what happens is the witch doctors, and liberals don't tell you about witch doctors, but the witch doctors exist. The Jews and liberals try to hide them by calling them something medicine, traditional medicine. They try to hide these. Yeah. Yes. They tried to make them equal to doctors, Alex. Luckily,
that's akin in the U.S. They would call old style Stalinist communists. They would call them conservatives.
Anyway, so Alex, what this boils down to is the following, is that a witch doctor will go to blacks like these and say to them, listen, you got to go and kill that girl. And I want you to cut this and this and this body part off of her because I need it for a customer and I'll pay you so much money. So then they go and they kill like a boy or a girl or whatever,
Let me make 2 points. Muthi, in this headline, it's Muthi, M-U-T-H-I. We often see that as Muti, M-U-T-I, and we pronounce albino. So these witch doctors, are paying contractors to go out and get the body parts they need to do their voodoo.
Yes, and a final point, Alex. A lot of this money for these body parts in Africa, it's like pedophilia in the Western world. A lot of this stuff comes from the very wealthy blacks. That I can tell you from my Zimbabwean contacts, from whites who watch these things.
So when they move up the scale economically, they still retain these monkey-level beliefs that you would expect from a 70 IQ person.
Exactly.
Made rich politically rather than through actual achievement.
Exactly. Going to university does not change any of that at all. I've had discussions with blacks who were computer programmers who'd gone to university for several years, and one black in particular told me about the reality of witchcraft, and he gave me examples and stuff many years ago. I used to listen to this nonsense, and this is among the good stuff because it's important that whites should stop trying to convert these people, leave them to go back to what they are. All their behavior is very negative for them as well. Anyway, this one is another one also for whites to just keep an eye on. That word that you see there, and you're right about the spelling of muti, it's normally spelt MUTI. And here you see tsotsis. Now, tsotsi is a thief. That's the word in Africa for a thief. And it says, tsotsis love your VW. And it just says there, at least 45 cars are stolen in the country every day. And then it goes on, there's a vehicle tracking company run by whites, of course. Vehicle tracking company tells you which cars are stolen more than others, etc. And so German VWs are high on the list. So that's just a quick one. Let me head into the next one, unless you've got more comments.
What language is that tsotsi's from? It looks Greek or Hebrew almost, but no, I understand what you're saying. It's African, but is it like what
It
some?
could be anything. It could possibly be Zulu. That would probably be the most likely option,
Okay,
is
I
that
see.
it's maybe Zulu.
Not a big point, just wondering. I love that. Then you give them money, but it doesn't change their essential nature. And we see that with blacks everywhere.
Alex, there's much more I'm going to show you guys,
And
and
that's true of Jews too, to tie it back to Epstein. What
right.
does more money allow Jeffrey Epstein to do? Why it allows him to feast on 12-year-olds?
There you go, white 12-year-olds. Yes.
Yep, white
Here's an
12-year-olds, not Jewish 12-year-olds.
Alex, here's another one. See, this is the good stuff. Here in a newspaper it says measles on a killing spree. Almost 3,000 people have died. And then you see an alarming lack of funds and health workers are hindering the response of the deadliest measles outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo in 10 years. And it goes on to say how many millions of rands and dollars they need. And there's a better close-up of this thing. But this is just to give you an idea. And it says only US $2.5 million US dollars or $8.9 million dollars would help, to stop these blacks dying in the Republic of Congo. And Alex, this is why these blacks must not get money from Western countries. Don't give them money. First of all, it's just your wasted tax dollars. You guys who are working to pay the taxes, your money is being wasted. And if your leaders didn't give the blacks this money, blacks would die by the tens of millions in Africa, and that would be good for us. So this is an argument I can make over and over again. I can send you lots of examples of this, where the blacks are going to die, and the only thing that stops them from dying is money from Europe or money from North America,
Yeah,
not
the
money from
white idiots.
white money. It's white money that's keeping all these blacks alive. Here is another one. This one was about HIV antiretroviral pills, and this was all those pills that are coming in that are keeping these blacks alive, that's your technology. It's coming from North America. It's coming from Europe. It's keeping millions of blacks alive. Not only that, but your government is giving money. I did read that Trump was reducing the amount of money he was giving to South Africa for these antiretrovirals. But again, Alex, the less money these blacks get, the more they will die, and it'll be fantastic. So let's get on to the next one. We spoke about the Financial Mail last time. I went and had a good look at the Financial Mail on the back. The Financial Mail, I think, is British, but I think it's printed under license in South Africa. And just to show you the latest headline, South Africa's great unraveling. Can the economy still be saved? So the good news is the country's economy is just going lower and lower. It's just falling apart at the seams, Alex. And I'm enjoying it. It's good. This is one publication that I'll mention to you guys. Probably the best investigative journalist publication in South Africa is this thing called Noseweek. And it's
Noseweek.
Noseweek, yes.
Like
And at,
Newsweek, except it's Noseweek.
yeah, these guys are like mocking it. And it's run by white liberals, but they are very buddy buddy with Jews as well. However, they managed to get probably the best investigative journalism in South Africa. And their stories are probably the best researched. So just to give you an idea here, there you can see some of the headlines. So they will go where the rest of the Jew media won't go. And they won't attack Jews, but they'll refer to, but they have got Jews who are their buddies as well. So, the white English speakers of South Africa are totally intertwined with Jews, and they can't tell a Jew from an English speaking white, unfortunately. But anyway, the good news is that there are some truths that come out. They find lots of scandals and things. You can see their Cape Town's fish are full of drugs and poisons. And look at that, speculators, mega profits on land deals. Now you see this one here, Peter Gray, Investec's front man, stole 80 million rand and lied under oath and got off scot-free so far. I'm not sure if this Peter Gray is a Jew. I'm not sure about it. I can't say with any certainty, but we'll look a bit closer because I will show you some Jew stuff. I took quite a few, I'm going to show you quite a few pages from this particular publication.
Again, yeah, and how many rand per dollar, roughly?
You're looking at 15 rand to $1. So,
Okay, so he stole maybe
let's do a
20,
quick
25
division.
million dollars.
He stole about $5.3 million. So 80 divided
Oh,
by
okay,
15.
but yeah, that's right, that's right.
$5.3 million. Now, I want to tell you a bit about Investec. I used to work with a very, very accomplished Greek guy, and he did a lot of contract work for this Investec. And he said to me that of all the companies, all the big companies that he's worked for in South Africa, he said to me the only company that he would describe as evil is this company called Investec. And here you can see that it's Investec and this Peter Gray from Investec. That Greek guy said to me he saw some pretty weird, creepy things at Investec. And it's interesting to see here that one of the top Investec guys is busy caught lying in court and so forth, and all about corporate fraud. Now, I want to show you something. In this leftmost column, as you go down, it says, with the help of Peter Gray to avoid being held accountable for Investec's role in and as a major beneficiary of Brett Kebel's theft of shares worth billions from Rand Gold. Brett Kebel is a Jew, and Brett Kebel's a Jew who got killed, but we'll talk a little bit more about him. But you see there, the Jew, Brett Kebel, stole hundreds, he stole billions, billions. Just like in the time of the Germans, when the Jew steals, he steals big. So here you can see Peter Gray, and let's see. And all of these are like big name companies, KPMG. I think KPMG is international.
Yeah, it's a big American consulting, one of the top ones. KPMG, Pete Marwick, it used to be in the US back when I was dealing with that stuff.
Right.
I think that's the same one. It's probably been renamed 10 times, but kept the KPMG.
Right. Now, further down here in the middle column, it talks about JCI. JCI was Johannesburg Consolidated Investments. That was also a big mining investment house. I actually contracted to them for about 9 months at a point in the 1980s, and I worked at one of their gold mines. And JCI is where the Jew Brett Keble went crazy. That's where the Jew Brett Keble was going nuts. And I'm going to show you. There's Brett Keble on the left and his dad. So Brett and Roger Keble, Jews. Those two Jews. These Jews were busy with lots of nonsense. Now, this Brett Keble, he got killed. He was in his car in Johannesburg, and he stopped at a traffic light one evening, and somebody just came and pumped him full of bullets. He was just shot to shit, and it was no normal criminal act. It was a hit. So to this day, I think nobody really knows who killed. It's busy starting. Okay. All right, Alex. So on that photo that you see there, those two fatties, that's Brett Keble on the left, and that's his father, Roger Keble, on the right. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. And Jews, eh? How are the African Jews looking to you?
They look like kind of like John Belushi in Animal House to me, or offensive linemen or something, big old fat, none too honest looking faces.
Well, these are big names in honest business, honest capitalist business, apparently. But that, my friend, are the scum that we worshipped. We, the defenders of capitalism in South Africa. And anyway, so this guy, the Brett Keble on the left, he was murdered. I'm not sure at the point we were cut off, but he was murdered. And he, if you look on part of this page, it says, in terms of the deal, JCI paid Randgold 600 million and handed over 1.5 billion JCI shares. These were all the scams and all the wild, creepy stuff that Brett was getting into. The young Jew, the young fat Jew. And how he came to a sticky end is he was driving in his Merc and he was at a traffic light or something here in Johannesburg, and somebody came and they pumped him full of bullets, and he was as dead as a doornail, which is, of course, I was going to say the only good Jew is a dead one. Well, anyway, so he was shot to shit. Now, the interesting thing is who wanted him dead, and it's somewhat similar to Epstein in that there could have been many that wanted him dead. One thing that I heard in the days when I was still pro-Jew and listening to others, they reckoned that if a Jew cheats other Jews in big stuff, like especially diamonds, if a Jew cheats another Jew, then the other Jews will come and they'll kill him. So it could even be that Keble was killed by somebody high ranking, whether he cheated a Jew or whether he cheated the other non-Jews or whatever. But somebody came and took him out, and it wasn't a normal black criminal. This guy was shot to pieces, and afterwards, all the evidence and everything, it was your normal game where you can't get the evidence. It's like Epstein and Jenner and that, all weird stuff.
But he was killed. It wasn't a robbery or anything. It was clearly just an execution by a private
It
contract.
absolutely, absolutely, yeah. He was blown to pieces. So the sticky end of one Jew, but the vast majority of them get away. And here are some other things from this Noseweek. You can see here's a quote from that
Nose
Peter.
week.
You like Noseweek.
It's just funny.
It's intended to be. And Alex, so this Peter Gray, who's been lying at Investec, look at what he says. He says he had got to know very dangerous people through Brett Kebble, the Jew. So see, there's all kinds of weird high-level big money crime stuff going on there. So you can see it carries on, just like the Germans. Alex, I got to show you this one. This was also a Noseweek, and you're not going to believe this. See here, it says not rocket science, the color of bad science. And look at who's the author on the top right there. You see,
Sibusiso Biela.
right. So,
Sibusiso Biela. He's going to tell us about science.
Alex, you're about to read Science from a Black, so let me read some parts of this for you. Science is the antidote to our common sense interpretations of the world. It has shown us how our, of course, that's true, impulses will lead us down the wrong path. Common sense tells us that the earth is flat, vaccines do more harm than good, and that black people are intellectually inferior to all other races. In my work as a science communicator, I find that a lot of researchers are averse to making matter-of-fact statements about most concepts, as that's part of what their tra as that's part of their training, because nothing in science is 100% certain. While science shows us that there is no biological basis for race, what they are not allowed to say is that race is bullshit, a flawed human concept. Let me go on to the next page. I took a couple of photos of this just so that I could read parts of what this black guy now is telling us. And are you still seeing the same screen?
I'm seeing this screen with the article. While science shows there is no biological basis for race, what they are not allowed to say is that race is bullshit, a flawed human concept used for centuries to treat others with physical and psychological violence. This leaves room for a savvy misinformer to claim that race is a thing because they can see it with their cut off at that point.
Okay, excellent. Then let me go on to the next one. Okay, this leaves room for a savvy misinformer to claim that race is a thing because they can see it with their eyes, as common sense tells them. This
Should
kind
not.
of should never be part of the scientific agenda, seeking to understand the world, but as with other human institutions, our worst impulses infect even the reasonable world of science. That's how I can best make sense of the bad science making headlines recently in the form of a now retracted paper that studied the cognitive abilities of colored women in the Western Cape. The paper, titled Age and Education Related Effects in Cognitive Functioning in Colored South African Women, was subsequently retracted by the journal Aging, Neuropsychology and Cognition, citing serious flaws in the way research was done, admitting that the research was, I assume it was never properly reviewed, etc., etc. So you can hear he's saying that the race of the science of race is all hocus pocus, all
Yeah,
pure
it sounds like
nonsense.
political pressure forced him to withdraw the paper, finding that, colored women were dumb or something like that.
Yep, and then just a few other sentences. It says university scientists sucked it out of their thumbs, While the results of the paper upset a lot of people on the internet, I was personally concerned about how such research was even conceived. University of Cape Town professor Barbara Boswell led a campaign speaking out against the paper. Oh, that name Boswell, I'm not sure. Led a campaign speaking out against the paper after it was released, citing the many issues it had, including the idea of colored women as a homogenous group, blah, blah, blah. And so it goes on. But I want to show you a final piece. So the black guy writes all this stuff about this science being nonsense and academics being idiots and so forth. But right at the end, Newsweek does this. And it says, I believe that with the right skills being part of our daily life, blah, blah, blah. And then the editor of Newsweek says, as is customary with scientific papers tendered for publication, Newsweek referred Biela's column to Dr. David Klatzow for peer review. Here follows his response. Well, Klatzow, Alex, is a Jew. He's actually a forensic Jew. And I just browsed a little bit of it, but it looked to me like he's going to be, I didn't dig too much into what he was going to say, but it didn't seem to be that critical. And Klatzow is a Jew whose speciality is forensic science. I've seen other stuff he's been involved in where I reckon he's talking big politically correct nonsense. But so that shows you that even Newsweek turns it over to a Jew, and that's pretty much the end of that story. So Newsweek is generally good, but then they go grab a Jew. So that's that.